Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Wednesday, January the 22nd, 2020, entitled Wash Day, written by Diane Virginia Cuneo of Germantown, North Carolina, USA, and based on Luke chapter 7, verses 44b and 47a in the King James Version. She hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. It was wash day. I got right to work, separating the laundry into piles and loading the washer. I reached for the cleaning agents and meticulously measured bleach, detergent, and fabric softener, pouring each into their respective receptacles. I hit the start button, turned away, glanced at the remaining piles, and realized that the white clothes were still on the floor. No, I exclaimed, jamming the stop cycle button. I removed my permanent press clothing and replaced them with whites. I was relieved that I had retrieved my blouses before the bleach had dispensed. Why did I do that? I said, and quickly answered my own question. It is because I was just going through the motions. Doing laundry isn't something that I prioritize. Rather, it is a chore that I do because it is necessary. I don't mind the routine of wash day, but I don't value it. I poured coffee, sat, and opened my Bible. I read about Mary, who had been going through the motions of religion until Jesus rescued her from a life of sin. Now, Mary offered Jesus her most precious gift, an alabaster box filled with anointing perfume, which was her dowry. As she did so, her tears fell upon her master's feet, which she wiped clean with her hair. No longer was Mary content to go through the motions of lifeless religion. Rather, she was devoted to Jesus with every ounce of her being. Mary loved Jesus. She would follow him even to the cross. I set my Bible on the stand. Lord Jesus, I whispered, am I going through the motions with my religious ways? Am I focusing my attention on you when I read your word? Do I have the gratitude that Mary had when I sing to you? Remake me, Lord. Help me to recognize that you paid the ultimate price, death on a cross, in order to forgive me as you did Mary. The least that I can give you is a heart wholly devoted to you. Mary worshipped you. Create in me the heart of a worshipper. Gently, almost imperceptibly at first, the rain of the Holy Spirit began to descend upon me. The washer buzzed, but I stayed seated. Why? It was wash day, and the Lord was answering my heartfelt prayer. A song of praise and thanksgiving, as well as peace unfettered, saturated my heart. I sang into the evening, and then stillness permeated my soul. In the silence, I felt the empowerment of my Savior as never before. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, wash over each one of us with your love. Forgive us and cleanse us through and through, that we may be vessels of honor unto you. Reign in our hearts each day. Amen.